This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Well, a lot of you have sent us nice words about this Ann Southern program, The Adventures of Maisie, that was syndicated by MGM. Yes, the motion picture people. This episode goes back to October 18th, 1951, and it's about the spicy novel.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about it? Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. And now, here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. I'm in show business, you know. You'll pardon me for always mentioning it, but since my last few jobs have been a stenographer, music teacher, receptionist, wrestling promoter, waitress, and undertaker's assistant, you might forget about the show business part. You see, my heart's in show business, but my stomach insists that I take a few jobs that pay money. But I keep on trying, and right now I'm going to see my agent, Squireman Herman. You'd like Herman, that is, if you happen to like weasels. To give you an idea what a sweet guy he is, he got his mother a job as a queen of the powder room at a nightclub, and he charges her 10% commission. But as somebody once said, who wants an honest man for an agent? Well, Herman was glad to see me, he said. Herman.
Hello, Maisie. Gee, I'm glad to see you, doll. Sorry I can't give any more time, but I'm glad you dropped in. Now, I'll call you as soon as I get...
Hey, now, wait a minute. You can't brush me off like this, Herman.
Look, Maisie, I'm very busy right now. I'm expecting an important call from Hollywood any minute.
Oh, quit kidding me, Herman. You couldn't accept a collect call from Chicago without going bankrupt. I want to know what you've been doing to get me a job. Come on, tell me a few nice, fat lies.
Maisie, do I ever lie to you?
Herman, you never even once told me the truth.
Well, okay, so I'm a skunk. So sue me. And just when I'm working on a sensational job for you.
The last sensational job you had for me was ringmaster in a flea circus.
This is nothing like that.
You mean this is nothing, period. Why don't you go out and get me a decent job at a decent salary for a change?
Look, Maisie, if you don't like the representation you're getting, you don't have to stay with me. Get another crook to handle you.
Oh, now relax, Herman. There's only one complaint I got. You never sell me anywhere.
You aren't easy to sell, Maisie. You've got too much experience. What producers want is an inexperienced, fresh young girl who's been in the theater all her life. You don't fit into that caricature.
Maybe I'd better get another agent.
Yeah, why don't you? In the meantime, I'll let you know if I get anything for you, but don't call me. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, too. I'll take it.
Maisie!
Hello? Yes, this is his confidential secretary speaking. I see. Well, confidentially, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Goodbye.
Maisie, you can't do that. This is a bigger organization than you realize. I'm no coffee and cakes agent. I'm making important money. Who was that? Some important actor, I suppose?
It was the telephone company, and they're disconnecting your phone.
Is that you, Maisie?
Yeah, what's left of me.
Oh. Well, there's a girl here waiting in the sitting room to see you, Maisie.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Kendi. I'll go right in.
She didn't say what she wanted, but she's a quiet, mousy little thing.
Oh, that must be Jenny Perkins. She's the shy type.
Your ever-loving boyfriend, Eddie, poked his head in and said hi, babe, to her, and she blushed until her ears were the color of tangerine skins.
I'll see what she wants. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Maisie. I hope you'll forgive me for coming over and imposing on you, but I'm in a terribly embarrassing spot.
What's the trouble? Have you fallen in love?
Oh, it isn't a man. I wish it were, but it isn't. But it's sort of about men.
Ah.
You see, I've written a novel, and Lyman and Brewster, the publishers, want to buy it.
What's embarrassing about that? Did you steal the story instead of doing it the old-fashioned way and thinking it up yourself?
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's just that the novel is sort of... Well, it's kind of exciting in a way.
Ah.
I mean, there's one girl and lots of men and...
Jenny, you mean it's spicy? Why, Jenny Perkins.
Wow, look at those ears light up.
Oh, now, please, Maisie, I'm embarrassed enough about it as it is.
But how could you write a spicy book? Why, I've never even seen you out with a man.
I made it all up, Maisie. I use my imagination. Besides, I live right across from the park near the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I have a pair of binoculars, and believe me, I've seen plenty.
Well, I guess that's one way of getting story material. What's the name of the book?
Well, I call it The Lusty Lady.
Oh.
It's the name of a sailing ship, but the ship was named after my heroine, Louisiana Lawford.
Well, does she get married?
Sometimes she does.
Mm.
Her first husband is a second mate, and her second mate is the captain, and her third mate is the first mate. Do you understand?
Yeah, but who's on first?
Anyway, the publisher wanted me to come in and have lunch with him. His letter sounded sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I said no. And then he wrote and said he wanted a picture of me to put on the back cover. He said I should be wearing either an evening gown or a bathing suit.
Oh, I catch on. There'll no doubt be a sensational picture of your heroine on the front jacket of the book, and he wants something just as interesting on the back.
That's right, Maisie.
Yeah.
And I... Well, look at me. I'm just not the type.
Well...
If I were the right type, I'd never have had time to write the book.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I was wondering... Well, do you know anybody who would let me use her picture to send in to the publisher?
Well, what kind of a girl do you want to be like?
Like you, Maisie.
Oh, well, swell. You can have a picture of mine to send in then.
Could I really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Maisie, how wonderful. Oh, thank you. And if anybody asks, just say you wrote the book under the name of Jenny Perkins.
Sure. And what's more, we'll find a picture that'll really knock that publisher right off his couch.
Maisie, where are you?
Oh, right here, Miss Kennedy.
Oh, Maisie, you know that girl came to see you a month or so ago?
Yeah.
She was here and left a couple of copies of a book called The Lusty Lady, and there's a picture of you on the back of it. And what a picture.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering what happened. She wrote the book and I loaned her my picture. Oh, but keep it a secret. I'm supposed to be the author if anybody asks you.
You are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you read any of this?
No. Is it good?
I don't know, but it's hot enough to be a bestseller. It burned right through the living room table.
Oh, stop it. Let's see my picture.
Here. That alone will keep this book on the outskirts of Boston.
Hey, it's pretty good.
If you'll read about yourself there, you'll see that it says the heroine, Louisiana Lawford, is a thinly disguised version of the author. And that's you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's look inside and see what my character is like.
I'll be frank, dear. You haven't got any character. You're just all woman and you have a hilarious life.
Let's see. Jim ran his rough hands through my hair and I felt his salty lips on my ear. Lou, he whispered hoarsely. Lou, forget about Steve and Michael and Richard and think of me. I love you and I'm going to... Wow.
Go on. Keep reading.
Oh, I don't know you well enough, Mrs. Kennedy. I'll try someplace else. Here. Jeffrey slipped his steel-muscled arm around my waist and drew me fiercely close to him.
Keep on going.
His lips were curved in a crooked smile, and his eyes flamed as he looked me over. I blushed under his frank appraisal. Gee, isn't it a little late for her to be blushing?
She blushes so much in the first chapter, they think she's an Indian.
Well, I'll just do a little more. Oh, boy. Lord Elwood was a polished and meticulous gentleman until the huge, iron-bound door of his castle shut behind us. And then I saw the savage beast of a man who hid behind the polite smile and the ruffled shirt. Doesn't this girl ever run into a quiet man?
Yes, and he leaves her a fortune when he dies on the next page.
And to think that little mousy Jenny Perkins wrote this literary blowtorch.
Oh, don't be silly, Maisie. You wrote it. At least that's what everybody's going to think, and you might as well get used to being the author. Mrs. Kennedy's rooming house, her speaking. Oh, yes, just a minute. It's for you, Maisie.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, hello, Jenny. Yeah, I just saw the book, and all I have to say is, wow. Huh? Oh, well, gee, I don't know, Jenny. Yeah, I guess it'd be good publicity, but... Well, all right, Jenny, I'll be glad to visit the publisher. I'll make like I'm a society girl, too, huh? Okay. Yeah, I promise. Goodbye. I guess that publisher's been panting away in his little office ever since he saw my picture. She wants me to see him today.
That ought to be fun, but what was it she made you promise?
She made me promise I wouldn't say ain't.
Miss Perkins, I can't tell you how I've looked forward to meeting you.
Well, dear Mr. Brewster, now that you've met me, you don't have to look quite so far forward, do you?
Excuse me, I didn't realize I was leaning.
That's better.
My, you are lovely. And Jenny, I found your book an exciting experience. It brought out the brute in me, the savage primal man calling to his mate.
Why, Mr. Brewster?
It made the hair on my chest stick right through my shirt. Come here, Jenny.
But, Mr. Brewster, I just wrote about all that. I haven't had time to do any personal experimentation, and I don't want to start right now.
Oh, Jenny, I just want to crush you to me in a fierce embrace, and how did it go in the book?
Feel my fiery lips on yours.
Thank you. And feel your fiery lips on mine in a flaming kiss that sets my senses blazing. That's all I want. Come here, Jenny.
You don't want me. You want a soldering iron.
All right, Jenny. I'll behave. I believe I have myself under control now.
Well, your ears are still twitching a bit, but that's not a danger signal. Now then, what did you want to see me about?
I'm afraid we've just discussed that. Will you sit down on the couch?
Discuss it all over again?
Oh, what was it that Chaucer said about women? Oh, no, I'm wrong. That's what Sherman said about war. Well, there are other things. We want to do a lot of publicity on you. Pictures, interviews, stories of your life, literary teas, autographing parties at the big department store.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That's wonderful, but I haven't time for all that.
Well, what could be more important?
Well, dear fellow, I have other interests, you know. I go big game hunting. I play polo. Disguised as a man, of course. I manage a minor league baseball team.
Well, that's wonderful, but you can't do that right now. Your contract with us specifies that you agree to help us with publicity and promotion for the book. Now, you're going to be busy every day for weeks.
But how'll I earn a living? I mean...
You're going to make a fortune out of this book, Jenny.
Oh, this is terrible.
What's terrible?
Well, you won't understand. But for the first time in my life, I've got a chance to make a name for myself. And it isn't going to do me a bit of good.
October 18th, 1951, The Adventures of Maisie on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
10 films made of Maisie Revere, her name, although her real name in the character was Mary Anastasia O'Connor. 10 films and, of course, the radio show, a 1945 to 47 show that we have no copies of. But this 1950s series that came out of MGM Studios, it gives you a good flavor of what the character was like. Adventures of Maisie, October 18th, 1951.
And now, back to Maisie.
Oh, I made it. I never thought I'd get home.
Maisie, what happened to you? You look like you just got caught in a street sweeper.
I feel like it, too. I've been chased by men plenty of times before, but this is the first time it was an organized chase.
What did they want?
Well, let's not kid around, Mrs. Kennedy. They're all madly in love with the author of The Lusty Lady, and they think that's me.
Oh, there's somebody in the sitting room to see you. It's a man.
What else? Well, I might as well face it and see who it is.
Maisie.
Herman, what are you doing here? And whatever it is, I'll bet you could be arrested for it.
Maisie, doll baby, you're breaking my heart. I'm your agent. Why don't you ever drop in to see me?
Well, the last time I did, you practically threw me out. You told me to get a new agent, too.
Oh, look, Maisie, I got a lot of wonderful jobs lined up for you, and this time it's for real money.
That'll be a nice change from your IOUs and the soap coupons. But talk to my new agent about it.
You didn't get a new agent, did you?
You told me to.
Yeah, but you know better than to pay any attention to anything I say. Oh, Maisie, how could you do this after all the things I've done?
.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free, too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, so Queen Elizabeth's corgis have gone to live with Fergie, it seems. Is it Muck and Sandy? Those are the names, I think, of the two dogs.
I believe it's...
But is it Muick?
Muick and Sandy. Well, these corgis were a gift from Prince Andrew, and so they went to live with...
To the mother. Yeah, okay.
To Queen Elizabeth, yes.
Now, you said that Prince Andrew, we were talking about this off the air, Fergie and her ex-husband still live together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still reside in the same place, which, I mean, it's a big,
big, yeah,
home.
Castle.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. She lives in America part of the time. She has a place in New York. I know. I spent a lot of time in L.A. And she's a very interesting character. Pretty loving. I understand why they aren't together. I just wonder how they ever got together, frankly. So the corgis are at her, at least a couple of them. That's kind of cute. Nice. That's a really...
It is sweet, yeah. And she just celebrated her 63rd birthday over the weekend and posted a photo of herself with the corgis and calls them the gift that just keeps on giving.
Sweet. Very sweet. All right. Abigail Breslin, survivor of domestic violence. What shows has she been in? Little Miss Sunshine,
She's been in quite a few movies. She was in Family Plan, Little Miss Sunshine. She was in one of the Santa Claus movies, different Aunt Betty's movies.
So she'd been beaten up by her husband.
A former boyfriend. So now she's engaged and in a good relationship, but she's speaking out about a former boyfriend who she did not name and saying how she's a survivor of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's everywhere. There's an epidemic of it. So as one more example. Hope she turns out okay. 28 past the hour.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California, he made the comment shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary.
The world doesn't organize itself. And for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China. And there, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the chicken nugget day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move into another conversation, shall we? Or two or three or four, whatever we have time for in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. October 17th, Monday is here. Jay Kirshner is back from being not well to being better. And so let's celebrate having her here. Like the lady who's celebrating today, because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won $500,000. I bet she screamed. So she made the decision just to play the lottery. Stephanie Israel is her name. She won after buying a quick pick. I did this over the weekend, too. I don't know why. I just did. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I pick a number, usually based on my children's birthdays and stuff like that. But anyway, she didn't realize she'd won. It was a $1 ticket until the next day when she opened up her email.
So what would, how do they don't have your email. How did she find out?
That too.
What does that mean? Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Look, if you open up and look at the news, the numbers are always printed.
Oh, because it was, she bought it online.
Oh.
It was late.
You can buy tickets online?
Yeah, she, apparently.
I didn't think you could.
Well, it was
really?
A Saturday Cash 5 drawing one for the North Carolina Education Lottery. And apparently she was laying in bed. And as she says it, the spirit told her, go online and get one. And
pulled
open her computer and went and did it.
Nothing wrong with that. The King of England is doing something. I'm beginning to change my opinion about him being kind of a stiff, arrogant so-and-so. The guest list has come out, at least the preliminary guest list, of who he wants at his coronation next May. And chief among the people in this slimmed-down coronation to be invited are the nation's charity workers. People who run charities are going to be invited to sit in the front before all of the aristocrats, you know, the long-nosed, narrow-chinned Brits. So I thought that was kind of cool. As a matter of fact, the aristocracy is supposed to be required to enter a ballot for a seat. It's going to be a lottery as to who goes and who isn't there. So they're going to overhaul the system. I think that's cool. Yeah, as I said. And a more relaxed dress code, possibly, as well. That's good. Good. Good for him. All right, back home to our royalty. Republicans, I'm looking at a couple of polls, and I don't know. I say this all the time on the air. What the hell good are the polls? Because most of the time they're wrong. But Republicans at the moment have a narrow midterm advantage, it would seem. If you look at the stories behind the stories, when people are interviewed as to why they feel the way they do, a lot of the voters that I've read about are worried about the economy as well. We should.
Of course.
As well we should be. Interesting where the Democrats are in a jam. They're not asking for Joe Biden to come. They're asking for his wife, Jill Biden, to come and campaign. Huh. Now, did she get her doctorate? She's known as Dr. Biden. She's a teacher. But she was married. Did she get the doctorate late in life so that she is Dr. Biden? Or did she get the doctorate before she married Joe? Because this is second wedding, second marriage for both of them. I saw Dr. Biden the other day, and I'm thinking, wait a minute.
But does that matter?
No, just curiosity.
Because even if it was before, wouldn't it just automatically change when she changed her last name?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, frankly. Okay. Inflation and Democrats. Democrats are also getting blamed for inflation. I don't know. Trump was president when all the money was spent, but a lot of the initiatives came out of Congress. The blame game doesn't do any good. Look for somebody that inspires you. Find somebody in your neck of the woods, whether it's a local. I had 2.5 hours the other day with my new state rep. I called and I said I would like to discuss some of the issues, and because I am considered, I always love this, a prominent citizen. I have a lot of land, and I am very visible locally. And so she came and spent 2.5 hours with me. I want to know what my issues were. I want to know more about her. She's someone who's very influential in statewide politics. And I think that's what you do. Not everybody is going to do it the same way, but I want to know what her fiber is all about. What's the story? And do I support her? And I think, after I had the time with her, I thought she was pretty smart, and I liked her approach to things. Let's see how she delivers on what she says she's going to do. Meanwhile, in Russia, the kamikaze drones are hitting energy infrastructure. These Russians, man, I'll tell you. Putin, he's just a no good. They've been blowing up civilians, various occupied regions. Mm-hmm. He says that I'm in charge of the nuclear reactor. They have control over it, even though the Ukrainians are running it. And so they're trying to bring Russians in to train them. But you know, there are other, apparently today he announced four regions that he has acquired, or the Russians have acquired, but the people in those regions say, we don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't control these regions. He's just saying, I control, or yeah. Russia controls these regions, but they don't.
It's like if he says it enough, then the rest of the world
right.
is going to leave it to, or something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
And a lot of what these Ukrainians who are running the nuclear reactors and everything, they're basically being held at gunpoint to
yep.
run these things.
Yeah, either do it our way or we'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. Yeah. Wow. And then there are more drafted soldiers going to combat, and they're asking, it's just, well, all it is cannon fodder. These untrained people, 14, 15, 16 years old. I don't think the world is talking enough about that. That's governmental child abuse, isn't it? I don't see how, you know, I was talking earlier about China and how Xi Jinping is now on his third term as the leader of the Communist Party. Therefore, mm-hmm. he's the leader of the country, and how much unrest there is there because of COVID coming back again, them misunderstanding what they created, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the axis of evil, Iran. They are trying, the protests are growing. So now they have what their version of the SEALs are, or Delta Force. They're using them on their own people. That tells you all you need to know about the people running Iran. They're killing the protesters. The protest based, remember, on what happened a couple of weeks ago with the police killed a young 23-year-old woman because she was wearing
yes.
her headscarf wrong?
Yeah, they claimed that she was apprehended because she was wearing it wrong and just needed to go through training and watch a training video on how to properly
yeah.
put it on and wear it, and she ends up dead.
Well, there you go. France has sent gas to Germany for the first time. This is European solidarity because the Germans were getting most of their gas from the pipeline that originates in Russia. So this is not a lot of what Germany's daily needs are, but they're trying to get energy from various sources because they've been using the Russians, and now the Russians, I'm not sure which came first. Did the French say, we're not buying from you anymore, or did the Russians say, we're not selling to you anymore? I can't imagine the Russians saying that. They need the money. So, and France is not really affected like the Germans are in Russian gas being unavailable. So Russia turned off. I think Russia did turn off the gas. So Germany had 55% of its gas coming, and then Russians reduced it to 35%, and the Germans wanted to be zero. So they're trying to make deals with all of the countries that are around them. And there's a way of, you know, bringing in liquid liquid gas. It can be, you see these trucks on the highway all the time, Jay, that are carrying liquefied gas.
Mm-hmm.
The gas gets cooled and it becomes liquid, and they fill up the trucks with it. And that's basically what goes through the pipelines, too. It isn't the gas itself. It's the they freeze it or they cool it, and it becomes liquid. And that's how they transport it. So that's why it's so dangerous when you see one of these trucks in an accident. Oof, get away from that, man. Keep yourself as far away from that as you can. Not good news. Here's something I find this. People are amazing. Here's a 28-year-old hiker who was rescued after getting trapped underneath a boulder which was the size of a refrigerator. Ben Delahunty. Taking a hike, and his partner put in a call to report that his friend was trapped under a large boulder near Lake Vivian in Washington. The friend's wrist was pinned by the boulder, and it also pinned his legs. So how do you get out of that? That's got to be, and there was it was kind of unstable around there anyway,
mm-hmm.
so why wouldn't they block off places that are unstable to keep people from getting into a compromising position. Apparently, they sent in a helicopter with a cable to get the rock off of this guy. But imagine what you're thinking, right? If you're a,
and the friend that has to go to find help and the person who is stuck, it's just absolutely traumatizing. But fortunately, saved. And then it was like the size of a refrigerator, but rolled onto his wrist and leg, and just had him pinned for hours.
Here's a hiker that was missing for 2 days, rescued after a train passenger spotted a call for help. This is in the middle of nowhere in Colorado. Injured woman rescued after a passenger on a train saw her calling for help. A 20-something female from New Mexico rescued after spending 2 nights in the wilderness. Apparently she was by herself. Yeah, you don't go. She had fell down, broke her leg.
Somehow managed to get herself into that visual spot and just flagged down the morning's first train.
Yeah.
And a passenger noticed.
2 days they're out there. You know what kind of critters there are in those parks? That would be the thing that I wouldn't want to have to face. But why was she out there by herself, I guess, would be the question I'd ask her. Right?
Yeah, what the heck? A lot of people go hiking on their own, and sometimes it's just part of their daily routine. That's where that's how they work out, rather than walking around the block if they have access to these trails.
Apparently, this passenger who saw it got to the conductor on the train, and the conductor got to the engineer, and they stopped. Looks like, you know, that's how, and then the word got back, so they sent the helicopter. But wow. Put yourself in that position. Think about that. I'm going to pause for a moment, and we'll see what I have time for after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Moments now. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to extol the value and virtue of what happened this weekend at the box office and to talk about The Exorcist, which is probably one of your favorite Halloween stories, right? You like that
movie
this time?
One of the greatest movies ever made, actually.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it was, yeah. Right.
No, it is. I mean, listen, it's nominated for Best Picture in 73. It has great acting, compelling story.
It's
traumatizing. Like a drama, but it is a horror. Yeah. Here's why I play that. I think this is an interesting story here. This guy, David Gordon Green, who was the director of the movie Pineapple Express, he got his hands on this Halloween franchise, this new Halloween franchise, and he directed three installments. Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills last year, Halloween Ends. This came out this weekend. This movie, Halloween Ends, is probably the most divisive movie in a franchise I've seen in a long time. People going online, and they absolutely hate it because it doesn't give the audience really what it wants. It goes in a completely different direction. It introduces a completely new character into the last installment, and that's really the central character.
So they can keep it going. Yeah.
Well, not keep it going. It's just different. Now, I watched it, and I knew the baggage going in, so I knew what was going to happen. That Michael Myers, who's what people want to pay to see, is not in this movie a lot, and it sort of plays like Halloween 3, almost like an anthology standalone movie with elements of the overall franchise. It's a really interesting movie that I would give a marginal thumbs up. There's a lot of things I liked about it. I like Jamie Lee Curtis a lot in it, and I like the ending, and I actually like this new character, but a lot of people don't. Now, the reason I say that is because this guy, David Gordon Green, signed a deal with Universal Blumhouse, and he has control of the Exorcist franchise, which they paid a ton of money, like $400 million for the rights to do a bunch of Exorcist movies. So he's going to reboot that franchise, which is got to be perplexing to the financiers because buzz on this guy is a lot of anger toward what he's done here in this latest Halloween End movies. Now, I know it's not high odd. Nobody's going to mistake the Halloween franchise for high odd, other than this 78 original that John Carpenter did. That's a great movie. The rest of them, some are okay, some are good, some not so good, but this movie's really, really, social media-wise, unbelievably divisive. And the last point, it was tracking at $55 million, wound up doing $41 million its opening weekend, simply because they made that decision to do day-to-day and put it on Peacock so you could watch it at home also. Now, there's a director, I don't recall his name, of a horror movie called Freaky, a horror comedy, which Vince Vaughn did last year. Got a lot of good reviews. Bombed
the box. Horror comedy.
He went on Twitter with a tirade basically scolding Hollywood for playing guinea pig with product by doing this experiment, which he called an experiment, of day-to-day theaters and streaming at the same time. Says it doesn't work, it hurts talent, it hurts directors, it hurts the industry. I agree with him to an extent. I think doing day-to-day is a ridiculous model. Either do one or the other, but don't do them both at the same time.
All right, so how did the box office total shake out this weekend?
Well, Halloween Ends, $41 million. It's a $30 million movie with a good marketing campaign, so it's still a good opening weekend. This other horror movie, Doug Smile, has had really good holds. $71 million in 3 weeks, $12 million over the weekend. That's really good. Family film, Lyle Lyle Crocodile, $7.3 million, $22 million in 10 days. The Woman King, film's done really well, $59 million in 5 weeks. And Amsterdam, which I talked about the other day, David O. Russell's movie, really is bombed, 2.1 over the weekend.
Is that worth seeing? I couldn't make up my mind. It was raining the other night.
I haven't seen it. Reviews are not great, but it's
interesting cast.
People to go, no doubt.
What's The Invitation about? That's showing up here and there. What's that about?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with it.
All right, Journey to Mount Sinai. I want to see that. It looks like an interesting movie, but there aren't a lot. I've been looking for movies to go. I love going to the movies, as you know. What's this Terrifier? Is that another horrible Halloween movie?
Not that sure either. I mean, the next big one is Black Adam, which comes out Thursday night. That's tracking pretty big.
Your The Rock.
Buddy Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I don't like the looks of that.
Big studio popcorn movie, Doug.
Yeah, right. Pierce Brosnan's a bad guy in it, too, isn't he?
No, he's a good guy. He's a bad guy. The Black Adam itself is what you call an anti-hero. They'll start him off in this movie as sort of good, but not that good.
Yeah, not that good.
Play a bad guy.
All right, Chucker, thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.